Be vegan, repentant, save your soul.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
برامجنا متوفرة بالعديد من اللغات. يرجى زيارة suprememastertv.com/schedule.
We can only feel sorry for them and pray for them so that they can wake up, so that they can have more blessing, so that their life will become better. Their soul will be more free from the struggle of this physical existence, so that they can somehow remember God, remember Buddha, remember their self-nature, so they can seek enlightenment.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Polasis, also known as Vietnamese,
Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai.
Kindest greetings, compassionate viewers. My name is Emmanuel. Liberia thanks you for choosing the vegan diet to benefit the planet, the animals, and yourselves. Liberia, a remarkable coastal country, is home to one of the largest West African rainforests, where more than 600 species of birds and other animals can be found. Tsapo National Park, Liberia's biggest protected rainforest space, has some of the highest mammal species diversity of any region. These include endangered animals like the pygmy hippopotamus, as well as the beautiful Diana and red colobus monkeys. A second protected area, Gola Forest National Park, further safeguards animals like the endangered forest elephant. The National Wildlife Conservation and Protected Area Management Act has been passed into law by the Liberian Congress, placing even more emphasis on protecting the country's precious wildlife treasures. Among the Liberian people, a sense of unity prevails. This is supported by the government's ongoing commitment to a peaceful society. Even the country's annual Youth Day highlights the goal of creating opportunities for each and every young person in the nation. Extended family is part of Liberian daily life, with respect always offered to the elderly for their life experiences, knowledge, and wisdom. We were elated to share a glimpse of hospitable Liberia with you, marvelous viewers. May you always be protected by the power of the divine.
For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master,
she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within,
to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world honored one, Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Chinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Chinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Chinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Chinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gosi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavira Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Chinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. Etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time.
Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore.
We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best.
A true voice for our beautiful friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony.
Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Heart, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television,
as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders,
participating in televised conferences in climate change, etc.
Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle
and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations
while saving our planet from climate change and disasters.
Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide
and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Thursday, April 15, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled
The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 11 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on April 15, 2021.
Warning, you might find the content herein disturbing, but the truth must be revealed.
After being slaves in Egypt for so long, even having to hide their own faith and religions and working like slaves under hardship, under the whip, under the oppression, of the Egyptian authority at that time. And then, relieved, went out of Egypt and thinking that they will find their promised land very soon. It should have been sooner because it's not far from Egypt to Israel. It's not too far, is it?
No, Master.
It would not take 40 years, no?
No, Master.
Even on foot?
No.
But it took 40 years. Imagine how much hardship they had to endure in the desert. They probably brought some provisions with them and planted something, but they never knew if there's rain or if there's water in front of them or not. They had to walk and walk and walk under the scorching sun and freezing nights that they could not even sleep well and all that. And maybe they lost faith in the promise of God. Do you get it?
Yes, Master.
For anybody, it's easy to lose faith. Look like they could never find their promised land after 40 years long wandering, lost in the desert, enduring so much hardship, without water sometimes. Because in the desert, you don't always find water.
Yes, Master.
And then sandstorms could bury you any time. It's not like they build houses like now, that they could hide inside. And not like everywhere they went would have water. Not like everywhere they went, they could even settle down and plant vegetables and all that to eat. How much money could they take with them? How much could they trade? How much could they buy in the desert?
Yes, Master.
So, of course, they sin against God, against the so-called jealous God. But I guess this is not a higher God. Of course, most humans cannot contact the higher God, cannot contact God Almighty, because we are too deep below here. Too deep. Yeah? All right. Too deep because we bury ourselves in our own wrongdoings, in our unfaithfulness to our own kingdom within. Too deep because we kill so many masters, life after life. Too deep because we kill each other, numerous, uncountable numbers. Too deep because we kill everything else, all the animals, innocent animals to eat. From the deep sea to the high in the sky, we eat them all. So the consequence is that we are burying ourselves every day. So we hear nothing, we see nothing. Even the Bible is written like that. Don't eat meat, don't drink wine, don't kill all the sheep and the he bullocks to worship me because I don't want any of that blood. And they still do it, to eat it themselves. And on some festivals to worship God, they kill lambs and turkeys, chickens, whatever. To thank God, they killed the millions of turkeys to celebrate Christ's birth, which is a joyous occasion for life. They kill so many turkeys, you know that, right? And chickens and whatever.
Yes, Master.
Oh, God, how can we expect mercy if we are merciless like this? So even the people in the desert turn away from God and worship the cow instead. Even the baby cow, the calf in gold, because gold is shining, it's more practical, it's more reality.
Yes.
Something that symbolizes what they want, richness, possessions, comfort, yeah, real life. Not toiling around, getting lost in the desert like this. So of course they grab at the calf. Even if inside they don't believe, they try to believe that person who says worship the calf is good for you. Because they're so desperate. Do you understand now?
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
Yes,
Master.
God, if I were God at that time, I would forgive them. But the thing is, the less they believe in God, the less they will find their promised land sooner.
Yes, Master.
But for an ordinary, ignorant person, how can you blame him? Look at the angels, fallen, sitting next to God, having all the blessing and glory and everything they need, fallen from heaven. Look at our forefather, Adam and Eve, fallen. How would we, the ignorant people, not fall? Tell me.
Yes, Master.
So the humans are to be pitied, to be loved, forgiven, and helped. That's why I did not give up. That's why I don't give up, even though I don't know how I continue. Just so much work every day. Sometimes I think, I hope I can. Sometimes I feel very dizzy in the middle of nothing. I just washed some dishes and I felt so dizzy. I had to hold on to something. I was checking some news just in case that you don't know it, I will tell you. Otherwise, I would not be able to explain to you, even though you collected them yourselves. You see, like today, the question you asked about the UFO, yes, and about the black hole, I also have to know some of it. Otherwise, I cannot answer you. These are modern things and a real topic of our world, apart from heaven. People just know much about the world. We have to talk their language. If I just talk about heaven all the time, people think we don't see anything. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
don't
yes,
see
yes,
any Master. Evidence that heaven exists even. So now I feel sorry for these Israeli people who were lost in the desert for 40-some years and even had many bloody battles in order to keep Israel during the course of all these centuries. Very, very pitiful lot. of the humans at that time, and now still have to struggle and fight for survival, for the existence in their so-called promised land. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, Master.
That life was not as merciful, as lucky as the life we have now, even though we don't have much and we work a lot, but we still have some peace, some safety.
Yes, Master.
So for the Israeli people at that time, it's not what we are right now. Imagine they're homeless.
Yes, Master.
They're wandering in the desert even. So after 4 decades long, of course they lost some faith. And that is also forgivable. Yes?
Yes.
But never mind. I just hope that God destroyed their bodies, but forgave their souls, so that they can redeem their sin that way, yeah, by dying that way. And then their soul can have redemption and restart a new life somewhere else, in some other body. Okay, huh?
Yes.
Yes, Master.
Okay. So maybe God forgave them in that way, by punishing them, so that they can cleanse their sin and start anew again.
Yes, Master.
Yes.
Just like karma, you pay and then you are cleansed of it. But it's just between humans, between you and I as humans, I just explained to you that they are to be pitied, yes, to be forgiven, because they are just humans with the earthly flesh and a simple mind, and they have been slaves all their lives in Egypt. Even their generation, from generation to children, all that, have been slaves for so long, hardship, under the yoke, under beating, under oppression already. And then they thought they would find their promised land soon. But 4 decades wandering in such a harsh condition in the desert is not for anybody to be able to hold it together, however strong the faith is.
Yes.
Moses was a leader, of course, and he had experience with light and sour and God and all that, of course. And he had more privilege than his people, and he had to be strong. But ordinary people, they cannot always hold on to such a faith like Moses had. So they failed. But God should know that even his angels failed, and his created humans also failed. So the Israeli people, they are just many other generations apart from the blessing of Eden already. So if they fail, it's not a surprise, yeah? It's not a surprise. It's very easy to fall in this world. So I want to explain to you, that's why the Taiwanese people or the Indian people, they worship other deities and ask favor from them.
Yes, Master.
Even though in Taiwan or India, life, it's not like Moses and his people in the desert, but it can be very hard for many people. In Taiwan, even there are many people who live under the poverty line. The government has to help. And in India, many people live way, way, way below the poverty line. You know that, right?
Yes, Master.
They live on the street. The street is their home. If they could even sell things there or do anything on the street to earn a meager living. Very low standards of living. India has many billionaires and millionaires, also, and rich people, but has more percentage of poor people. So they just worship anything, they call on anything just to help them in time of their desperation. And we cannot blame them. We can only feel sorry for them and pray for them, so that they can wake up, so that they can have more blessing, so that their life will become better. Their soul will be more free from the struggle of this physical existence, so that they can somehow remember God, remember Buddha, remember their self-nature, so they can seek enlightenment. Okay, huh, baby?
Yes.
Thank you, Master.
I mean, Mr. Honey, sweetheart, don't sue me, huh? Because I read on the news, one of the staff sue Governor Cuomo for calling her sweetheart. Oh, my God. In America, they call everybody sweetheart. Sometimes it's just a habit to say, like a friendly address. Like in England, they call everybody love. Okay, my love. Yes, love. Goodbye, love. Like that. To the people, they don't even know. You know, in supermarkets and all that, they talk sweet. And sweetheart is some normal thing to say. In America, yes?
Yes.
Say he flirted with her and called her sweetheart. Oh, my God. What should he call her then? You there? You sweetheart or not? All right then. So our world is a funny tragedy, okay? Whatever happens, no surprise. As long as we live, we help our fellow beings and the animals. Foremost in my heart is the animals. They suffer too much, nobody cares. They scream, nobody hears. They yell, nobody cares. They get kicked, they get poked with knives, with the forks, with the spear, whatever object. They treat them like just like you treat a stone, with no feeling, nothing like that. Kick them, cut their throat alive, barbecue them alive like that. Oh my God, we have become demons. Many of us have become demons, not fit for Eden anymore, not like humans even. It's terrible. One influences the others. One infects the others. And we have become a demon's race on this planet. One is doing that, the other one is condoning that, the other one is accepting that, and the other one is just ignoring that like nothing happened.
Magnanimous viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 11 of 13 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Selections from Critique of Pure Reason by Immanuel Kant, Transcendental Doctrine of Elements of Space, Part 2 of 2, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May heavenly light shine on your loving hearts.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Vegan for total peace.